Shumiao takes one look at me standing in her doorway in my graduation dress that I hate, jaw clenched to hold back tears, and says, "What if we just don't go?" Connie's car has already disappeared around the corner, so it's safe to wipe my watering eyes. "Won't your parents be disappointed?" "Oh, they definitely weren't coming." Shumiao rolls her eyes. "I told them it was next week, after we leave town. I didn't want all the fuss." And without another word, she spins me 180 degrees and tows me toward the strip mall at the end of her block. I guess we're officially skipping graduation. Shumiao strips off her hoodie and offers it to me to cover up the dress before we enter Tea Corner, which marks maybe the fourth time I've seen her without it all semester, the other three being choir performances. The hoodie is a mark of her true dedication to the street urchin aesthetic, even in 90-degree heat. Our wardrobe swap leaves her in a tight tank top, and me in a short, swishy skirt under my hoodie, and the unusually feminine looks don't escape counter guy. We don't know his name, but we've watched him grow from the confused, first-ever white employee at the boba shop to a competent counter guy. "Hey, y'all look nice today," counter guy says. Not in a creepy way, but my face turns red. This is why I normally dress like I just rolled out of bed, and also might be a troll. "Thanks, but we're miserable," Shumiao says. "One taro and one jasmine green tea. No milk. Both with tapioca, please." She pays, and we sit on cute but uncomfortable armchairs in the back. Nubby canvas scratches the backs of my knees as I try to settle without flashing the world. Shumiao hands me my cup, not even teasing me for my non-dairy preference like she usually does. I slurp until the lump in my throat gets a little smaller. "So..." Shumiao's not exactly asking anything. She didn't ask questions when I texted 20 minutes before graduation looking for a ride, either. She just told me to come over. "They completely bailed," I tell her. "Dad got tied up at work last minute, as usual, and Connie thought it would be boring." I knew my stepmom didn't want to go to my graduation, but I guess I didn't think she'd really blow it off. "It is going to be boring," Shumiao says. "It's the school's last-ditch attempt to bore us to death before we escape their clutches." "I know," I sigh. "But I wanted to go." "We still can," Shumiao offers. I shake my head. It's not like I care so much about sitting on folding chairs in the gym for 2 hours. "I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to go because Connie didn't." "You need to learn to fly under the radar." Shumiao shakes her head. "Just do whatever your parents want, and then let the resentment eat you up until you're dead inside. It's a perfect system." I snort. "Yep, you've got it all figured out." Shumiao's parents are nice, and they love her and all. It's just that they have strong opinions about her singing in the church choir and getting good grades, and they would probably prefer if she grew up to be straight and got married to a dude and had straight babies, which is probably not the way things are going to play out. Not that Shumiao's talked about it with them, so they're really just Schrodinger's homophobes. But she doesn't want to open that box, which is valid. "We can tell Melissa to record it, so you don't miss the boredom," Shumiao says. I sip my tea. "Nah, that's okay. Besides, she abandoned us. Best friend status revoked." "That's not at all what happened, Ellen. You just have abandonment issues." "Wow, sounds like you're abandoning me to side with Melissa. Best friend status revoked." Shumiao snorts. "Well, if you don't want to watch the valedictorian speech on a 2-inch screen, do you want to go back to my house and watch Rent? You can borrow shorts." There is something to be said for a friend who's known you so long that they understand what you need, even when you don't. I follow Shumiao into the morning heat. Maybe this was the perfect way to end high school after all.